Welcome.
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 Welcome to the Pod Crash. I'm here with Zach.
He's a showman. I heard he's a Jewish kid with soul.
Epic stadium bands that is going to put on one of those festival type shows.
There's ACL, there's Fun Fun Fun.
Mile High.
Outside Land.
Jazz Fest. That you're going to remember for a long time.
At Coachella, we just wrapped up a night of seeing Jay-Z and then Crooked Vultures and LCD Sound System and She and Him and Yaysayer, and we're ready to talk about it.
And finally I heard it, and it was big.
You know me, I'll be booping.
It's a little more funny.
See a couple songs up close and then go like, whoa!
I listen to a lot of bands with stupid-ass lyrics like Fish and I'm Frisbee Gay.
I'm Zach Tiebloom with Andy Shore, and together we are the Festival Crashers.
Welcome to the Pod Crash. This is the Lollapalooza lineup edition. Andy took his lips off the lineup long enough to tell us what he thinks. This is the festival of the year so far. What do you think?
Hands down. I mean, we've been complaining about the headliners at every other festival. We really can't do that whatsoever with this one. And top to bottom, it's brilliant. I'm really excited about it.
And I think the key point there is bottom. You know, really, all the way through, you were picked five that you thought people didn't know much about to write about. I was going through and I could barely contain myself to five and froze and couldn't even finish the post because I didn't even know which ones to pick. So there's a lot to talk about, a lot of good ones. But the big surprise was Coldplay.
Yeah, didn't see that one coming. I mean, I was good with the Eminem, Foo Fighters, and Muse that they announced right off the bat. But I've actually seen Coldplay, and a lot of people hate on them, but they put on an incredible live show. They really do. Chris Martin is a performer.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that show, going on and on about it, about how good they were and what a good live show it was, and I believe it. I've heard some negative things about them, and as people are saying, you know, we're going to get a lot of, you know how I know you're gay jokes, but, you know, I'll definitely give them a chance. But one of the tough things about Lollapalooza is they kind of double headline for every day. So who will Coldplay be up against? Hodge sent an email that I thought was pretty dead on. He thought it would be Eminem versus Coldplay because it's going to have a tough overlap between those two. And if that's the matchup, who are you going to go to?
I'll go to Eminem because I've seen Coldplay. That's really what it comes down to is I've never seen Eminem. And unless it was a bad show, I'd probably stay at Eminem.
So you're saying you would go to Eminem or Coldplay? Or?
Coldplay, yes, because I've seen Coldplay. Mm.
That might be good. I guess we could each go to one and write about the other one. I think I would start with Coldplay and try to make my way over to Eminem at the end if it shakes down like that. What if we have like Muse and My Morning Jacket? I guess that one's another easier one for you.
Yeah, I've seen both of them before, but I've seen Muse more. I've seen Muse three or four times at this point, and I've seen My Morning Jacket, parts of their late night show at Bonnaroo several years ago, and that's the show they're pretty much known for. They've played like epic 4-hour sets the last three or four Bonnaroos late nights, so they know the big crowd, they know the big stage, and the new single, it's called Holding On to Black Metal, is awesome.
It is spectacular. I would choose them over Muse in a second. Did you see the Muse news from today, Andy?
What is the Muse news?
Bellamy is engaged to Kate Hudson.
Oh, Mazel Tov.
And they have a baby on the way.
That I knew. I did know.
Right, that was old, but the new news today is that they are engaged.
New news.
I just put that on the Music Festivals with Zach MySpace page, which has over 10,000 followers. That out on MySpace. I know it's a scary website. I promise little to no molestings if you're on there.
That's all you could ask for from MySpace.
Yeah. what if it is Foo Fighters versus DeadMau5? I think that's a pretty easy one for both of us.
Yeah, I go Foo's again. I've seen DeadMau5 a couple times. I've only seen Foo's once, but DeadMau5, there are moments where he's awesome and that dance party is perfect. And I might go dance for a little bit at DeadMau5, but it depends on what night it is and what time, because they might stagger him a little bit, but like...
Sure.
Friday night, I may be a little bit more eager to do the walk all the way across the Grand Park, much more so than by Sunday night, whether that to happen.
This is true. Hopefully you won't have ankle issues at this point.
Yeah, I'm still in one piece right now.
There we go. But that's not a definite. That's just Hodge's predictions. But I think those are good guesses.
Yeah, it's good. They usually do a good job. I'm not usually too upset about it.
So I think I won free passes to Lollapalooza, but
they haven't contacted you.
they haven't contacted me, and some other guy I posted on the wall with a picture of my high score on their Crank trivia game, being like, hey, here's my email, let me know. And some guy saw it and was like, hey, I won 2 days ago, and they haven't contacted me either. And they haven't announced who won the grand prize, so I don't know what they're doing. I'm sure they have bigger things to take care of, but people want to know, listening.
Yeah, get on it, Lollapalooza.
Yeah, I will be storming the gates of C3 if I don't hear by Friday.
So can we talk about the rest of this most excellent lineup?
Yeah, so I think another big shock was seeing the Cars on there.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think I just know the singles and a couple songs here and there, but I'm most excited for Ween. I'm a gigantic Ween fan.
I know you are.
I know we're going to give CeeLo another chance. Do you think he'll redeem himself?
I do. I actually just watched The Voice, which I know you'll probably laugh at, but he was really funny on it. But he was wearing the same shirt as he was at Coachella, except in black, and it was equally as terrifying.
He does look like a scary clown.
But I think he'll be good. I've seen him at Lollapalooza with Gnarls, and I have faith in him. Hopefully it won't be the same extenuating circumstances that led to him being so pissed off.
Sure. Let's see. What do you think about Perfect Circle? Or I don't know them at all.
Yeah, me neither.
That's one. That's the only one.
I don't know why they're so high up.
Yeah, that one was a little surprising.
But Arctic Monkeys, they got a new album on the way. The new single is fucking fire. So I'm excited for that. You discovered Explosions in the Sky at Lollapalooza, so I'm sure you want to see them again.
I definitely do. And they are opening for Arcade Fire next week when I go to that show.
That'll be sweet.
I'm very excited again. I don't have a ticket yet for that one, so I'm either going to crash, but I will be bringing cash with me just in case.
That's good. Backup plan.
Backup plan, yeah.
OK Go will be great. That's a hometown show for them.
Oh yeah, I always forget they're from Chicago. I don't think I've even seen them before.
Their last album was great. I really liked them. All their music videos are legendary, and they put on a good live show.
Definitely. Local Natives and The Kills, two more right in a row that I'm dying to see.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of good stuff.
A lot of good stuff, and we're not even halfway down the list there. Sleigh Bells.
I'm surprised you skipped over your girl.
Oh, my girl.
Allison.
Oh, yeah. I said The Kills. I just...
Oh, I was not paying attention. My brother came in to bother me.
Grace Potter, I thought you were talking about, but I'm like, we haven't even gotten to that.
Oh, well, that's my girl.
Oh. In your dreams.
Delta Spirit, I wrote about, they're going to be really great. The Mountain Goats are fucking depressing. Don't go see the Mountain Goats.
Oh, I...
They've just got sad music.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people do, though.
Yeah. The Smith Westerns, I'm really excited about. I really want to see them. I love their album, and I think that'll be a good show. Do you know the Smith Westerns?
Only from what you posted, but it intrigued me enough to make sure I'll be there.
It's good. I'll have to send you that album.
Let's see here. The Drums. Do you know that Let's Go Surfing song?
Do I know what song? I'm sorry.
Let's Go Surfing.
Let's Go Surfing? I don't. Maybe I do. Yeah. I've probably heard it.
It's in that one of those commercials.
Then I've probably heard it. I do a significant amount of TV watching.
You are. So The Voice, Andy, is it worth tuning in for?
I thought it was pretty good. CeeLo and Adam Levine are pretty funny. Blake Shelton was funny. And it was better talent than Idol, it seemed. But it's like different rounds. They do different things. Or it's like one, it's like they go up against each other singing the same song. And it's more of like a, you know, the format seemed a little more interesting than Idol to me. And the personalities are certainly better.
Sure. Do they have a people who suck round at first? Or is it all?
Not really. Like pretty much everyone that went is good. And it's really cool. The judges sit in like the cartoon villain chairs that swivel around. And like the audition, they all sit with their back to it. And
sure,
then like if they like it, they have to push the button and it spins them around. You kept like expecting one of them to turn around and have like the cat just go like extreme super villain on them. But it was better than I thought it would be, that's for sure.
Huh.
But not as good as this Lollapalooza lineup.
That's all. Very little is. So you are you ready to say it's better than Outside Lands?
I am. I definitely am. I mean, especially the icing on the cake is that I won the pre-sale raffle for Fish yesterday at the Hollywood Bowl, and that is the day after Lollapalooza.
You're going to be so tired.
Outside Lands was the thing that had over Lolla was that they had Fish, but seeing them the day after Lollapalooza at my favorite venue on the planet, I will be not tired enough to enjoy myself.
That's true. I mean, as long as you're getting your Fish fill in, I don't know when I'm going to get to see them at all this year.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I'm excited for the Hollywood Bowl.
You have to be.
And, like, a lot of the middle-tier bands are similar, and there's just a few more of my favorites. Local Natives, Grace Potter, Mayor Hawthorne.
Have you started listening to Fits and the Tantrums yet?
I haven't. Should I?
I think you'll like them.
You do?
I do. Okay. It's not one of those my suggestion type things. It's they're Mayor Hawthorne-esque.
Yeah.
It's like that new white soul.
That's cool. I'll have to check it out. I really think that Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. is a hilarious band name.
Oh yeah. Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr., that is a funny name. It reminds me of that movie Everything is Illuminated I saw where their dog's name is Sammy Davis Jr. Jr.
That's really funny.
I mean, it should be the third, right?
It should be, but it doesn't sound as funny.
It definitely does not sound as funny. So, Andy, further down the lineup, who else do you really like in this Lollapalooza lineup here?
Golden Motel, I'm excited about seeing. I haven't gotten the chance to see them live.
You wrote about them.
It's good stuff. And Skylar Grey, she's been performing with all the big hip-hop acts. I'm sure she'll perform with Eminem. It's very possible she's on the same tourism, and that's why she's on the lineup anyways. But she wrote Love the Way You Lie, the one Eminem does with Rihanna. And she performed I Need a Doctor with Dre and Eminem at the Grammys, and it'll be cool to see her live.
Definitely. Chain Gang of 1974 is one to look out for. All they have is an EP out right now, but it's really good. And this is like one of their first tours, so definitely need to check that one out.
All the youngins will be at the Pretty Reckless, because that's the girl from Gossip Girl.
Good to know.
And Patrick Stump, because that's the dude from Fall Out Boy.
So Matt and his other lady friends will be there.
Precisely. I don't really know anyone else past Patrick Stump. Electric Touch.
Oh,
and maybe Curly.
We didn't talk about White Oak, but they are beautiful, especially live. So. Oh, and Titus Andronicus. Are you listening to them, Andy? They wail.
Do they?
Yes, really, really hard.
What is it?
It's like hard rock with some crazy electric guitars.
That's cool. I like those things. So
I thought I heard you say meth.
I did not.
Okay.
But new to Lollapalooza this year is a redone Perry's stage. I read that it's going to be able to hold up to 15,000 people, and it's going to be where all the DJ Electronica acts are. I'm not sure how Kid Cudi fits into that, but I've seen him live. He's all right. But
he's more than all right. I think he's real good.
Did you see him live?
Well, I only saw a couple songs with Kanye.
Yeah. He was good. He was entertaining. He's he's better than Kanye performance-wise.
Sure.
But before them is Girl Talk, who you know is going to be a ridiculous party on this big stage. And Pretty Lights is also a great time.
Mm-hmm. Skrillex I first saw at the MTV Woody Awards. He was the house DJ that night. It was fine, but if someone had told me it was just a regular DJ, I wouldn't have. Like, there wasn't. I don't think there's anything that special to the performance.
Yeah, Jay Electronica has always got a lot of hype. Allegedly, his debut album is coming out this year. He's been releasing mixtapes for almost a decade, but that's a good act to check out. He's real good.
Good deal. And we didn't even mention a bunch of people up top, like Vlogging Molly and.
Yeah, it's good. I mean,
Damon Jr. Gong Marley.
That just shows you how good this lineup is.
Sure. So, Lolla is a go.
Yeah, it's one of two big C3 festivals we love.
and the other is ACL.
Yeah, you're in your hometown fests.
Absolutely. The rumor mill is starting to heat up about who's going to headline that one.
Who are you hearing?
I'm hearing Soundgarden as a probable.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. They always seem to be mentioned, but they haven't played, though. So
Didn't they play Lala last year?
I guess so. I wasn't at their show, so...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they played last year, but I would love to see them live. Also, I'm hoping for Beastie Boys.
Yeah,
they got a new album out by then, and it's the album's great.
Yeah, it really is.
And they haven't been at any other festivals, so hopefully they're healthy enough to get out and play a big festival show.
Yeah, did you see the half hour special they put together?
I haven't watched the whole thing yet.
Oh, you got to.
I do. I have to.
Is it good? It's hilarious. Yeah, it's really funny.
I'm sure it's great. I love the Beastie Boys. I've seen them two or three times now, and I would really like the chance to see them again. Because there's a point where you weren't positive that that would happen.
And Kanye is another run that's coming.
Yeah, he's hit a few festivals, and if he's not on the Lala, maybe you'll see him. But also, C3 tends to double book, and sometimes there's a similar headliner or two. You'd hope it's not Muse because they were there last year, but I wouldn't mind seeing Foo Fighters or My Morning Jacket on there. I don't know. We'll see. Because they do. They do double book.
Do you have examples of that?
I just feel like in the years past, we've seen them have the same similar bands. But maybe I can't remember examples off the top of my head. I don't know. Maybe I'm making that up.
It's all good. So what's your next show or festival you're seeing, Andy?
Next show or festival I'm seeing? I don't know.
Well, it's Psych Fest this weekend in Austin.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
It is a festival at the power plant where there are a bunch of psychedelic-type rock bands.
Well, that's cool. You're going to go drop a bunch of acid?
I'll probably enjoy that lollipop I have left over.
Ooh.
And tomorrow I'm actually helping out, help someone set up some art in there for the afternoon in exchange for a pass.
Sweet.
So I'm going to go Sunday and see the Black Angels for there. Do you know them?
I don't.
Or...
Sounds like a motorcycle gang.
Does kind of. Maybe that's what it is. Oh, Rocky Erickson.
That name sounds more familiar.
Rocky Erickson?
Yes.
Yeah, it's. You are familiar, okay.
Okay.
But yeah, there's also there's a couple different things. There's Nocturnal Fest, which has Ghostland and Galactic playing till like 4 in the morning.
Yeah, we have a Nocturnal too.
Oh, good. But this
it's
one's
the same people that do Electric Daisy Carnival and Audiotastic.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's supposed to be in the middle of nowhere. But
yeah.
So I'm a little scared that I will find it or not find it.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of good stuff at the Hollywood Bowl this summer. There's mm-hmm. Stevie Wonder and Maroon 5, and I'll be seeing Fish in August.
Good times.
Some other good stuff too. I think Widespread's playing the Greek.
Yeah. So I'm embarrassed to say I had a an unfreeze fail last Wednesday.
You did. It was so bad. I was so bummed to hear that.
I know. My buddy blew me off at the last minute to play disc golf, and then
was he Wyler?
It was a very Wyler-esque move, but no, I just. From there, I was like, I don't know. I don't know anybody here.
How do you not know another person in Austin that was at Umphrey's?
Well, my friends don't really like jam bands down here.
Prague rock. They're so much heavier
I
than
know,
jam
they, bands. They would, this is true, but if I had brought up Umphrey's, they'd be like, I don't like jam bands. They would say they didn't like jam bands.
Lame.
I know.
I don't know how Bryn doesn't like them. With his musical taste, it doesn't make sense.
He kind of does. I don't know what his deal is, but yeah, it would make sense that he would like them. Him and Caitlin are at Vlogging Molly right now.
Sweet.
That's a good time.
I'm sure it'll be good.
I would need more alcohol to see them.
Yes. A lot of alcohol.
Yeah, we're approaching summertime, but we don't have enough festivals to go to, Andy.
I know, it's a problem. We need to fix this soon.
This is probably going to be our least number of festivals gone to in the summer.
I know. Well, I'll probably be doing Electric Daisy Carnival in Vegas.
Sure. That'd be cool.
So that'll be crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy in LA, so I can only imagine how much exponentially crazier it will be in Las Vegas.
Well, I hope what happens in Vegas stays on Festival Crashers and you tell us all about it.
Obviously.
Well, I'll let you go. It sounds like you're dying over there.
I'm dying over here.
You sound like the Blackhawks. You know, time.
Too soon.
Well, good talking, Andy.
Yeah, good. Talking about festivals, always a good time.